Next item on the agenda is item number 5. Ms. Shoemaker, you asked to have that removed?
I asked to have it removed just because the contract was not attached to the addendum we received. And I just wanted to...
The original contract?
The Exhibit A, that's an insert agreement between CBUSD and First Student. It wasn't attached to the agenda, and it wasn't attached in our backup material. And so I just wanted to once again request that if we're going to be approving contracts, that we get a copy in our packet and it be available to the public.
Absolutely. This, what you're approving tonight, though, is not the contract.
I know, but the addendum.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to have it on there.
The addendum basically says we're going to hold Covina Valley unified, harmless, regardless of what happens with the contract. And so it just makes me a little wary if I haven't seen that underlying contract.
We'll make a note.
Go ahead. I have the same concern, and just because I've dealt with special ed transportation in the past and when it's been vendored out, and your student missing a lot of school because the bus forgot them, was late getting there. I won't name the last company that we vendored with as a district, that many of our students for the first 6 weeks missed many, not minutes, hours of school. And then when they got it resolved, this particular bus company changed the routes, and they had said they were going to charge us a certain amount per route. Well, to get the children there on time, they put individual children on the bus and made many routes. So we were charged exorbitant amount of money to get children to school timely, which should have been looked at before. And then they said, we don't have the recourse to sue them without going through the SELPA board, which is superintendents. Makes me a little bit nervous, but I wasn't able to read the contract to know how those issues would be dealt with. And I know that other districts who also vendored with the same company I'm talking about had the same issues. So do you know how that's addressed?
I know it's addressed. I think there is a timeline. This is from memory, Cammie, so don't hold me to it, but the conversation was, I think, there is a time period in terms of kids being on the bus and getting them there and routing them. And I believe in my mind, and I may be wrong, I will send you guys the contract. My memory is that there was like after the first 2 weeks when they get the routes going, but that was addressed in the contract, that there was a certain time limit that they had to get there under a certain amount of time. One of the reasons, one of the criteria that they were looking for was kids not being on the bus long periods of time and getting to school on time, because that's been a problem in the past. I will be happy to send that to you. I do ask that you support this tonight because we got to get our kids to school. We're one of the earliest start school districts, and so if we don't approve it tonight, we don't meet again until after school starts and our kids won't go. But I know that we address those concerns and talk about those concerns at our meeting, and I know the operations group who was looking at this particularly addressed a lot of these issues. And I apologize. In my mind, we were doing the amendment that had already been approved by Covina Valley.
Are they, was it addressed, are we paying by the route?
Rob, do you remember?
So how did they determine that this was, these people met the contract? There was three people who applied, and they said two were ruled out completely, and First Student was the only one who met the criteria, so it didn't matter.
We did not have a lot of options.
So they could just bill us whatever? I mean, that's what I mean. If you don't, if there were our only option, it might be cheaper for us to use our own bus drivers to do it.
We don't have the buses, types of buses, or the number of bus drivers to do it ourselves. One of the things that they had asked us early on is, districts, do you want to do your own kids, or do you want to continue? we didn't feel we were in a position to do our own kids for this first year. Laco was also an option, but we were concerned about the amount that we were going to be billed by them. They also looked at Hemet, who is providing the special ed busing for the West San Gabriel Valley, to see if we could piggyback with them and get a cheaper price. Their price was more than LA County. So this was the best option for us in terms of starting school.
But we still don't know what the price is going to be.
No,
because all that's being worked out.
But, you know, I First Student's going to want to keep the business. And so we are going to be on top of that and making sure that the billing's just, we're going to be watching it.
And I believe the way it's written, we have the option to change. But if we're not happy with it,
right,
we have the option to make changes. It's not like a three-year contract or anything like that, because we want to still be able to assess how it's working.
And First Student is it's a reputable company.
Right, and I realize that it has eaten up some of the smaller companies, too. And it was, if you look, that's probably one of the only, the most popular bus you see out there now. Mm-hmm. Yes, First Student. But I was just concerned about what had happened to us in the past, and then ending up putting one child on, and we had numerous buses going out with one child on it, and the price escalated so high. But you say we can opt out now. There's something in the contract that says...
Yes, and they had, and again, on this committee were a lot of the business officials from the other districts looking at
okay.
it. I think they had similar concerns. And I apologize about that. I was really thinking just about the amendment, getting the amendment on here. I will send that out. I'll email that to you tomorrow.
So we have no assurances that it's not going to cost more than LACO at this point? I mean, do we not have the agreement here because we don't have the agreement yet?
No, we have the agreement. The agreement, though, went to the Covina Valley Board, and they voted on it. We're now... This is about the amendment that they are going to be in charge of the transportation as our AU. That's what this is about. The contract has already been accepted by the Covina Valley School Board as the AU. So we're not voting on that contract. That has been accepted because they're the AU, and they brought it to their board, and the board approved it.
But we have to vote to approve.
If we don't approve this, we have to do our own transportation. Regardless, they are the AU. They made the decision regarding the bus company. That's their role as the AU.
It's my understanding, though, that the superintendent's council approved
recommended it. We recommended it.
Before, yeah, so it was saying, and then Covina Valley got it with the superintendent's approval or recommendation.
It was really the operations group recommendation that went to Covina Valley.
So in the future, if we as a board are going to have to vote on it, can we see it before, just in case we have questions, so we're not the last ones?
Right. I mean, I have to go back and talk to our SELPA director, because when we approved Covina Valley as the AU, at least what we heard from our attorneys, they were the ones who it would go to their board and they would approve it. We always have the option of not doing transportation, doing our own transportation, or going out and doing our own bid on transportation. We always have that option, but if we want to do transportation within the SELPA, they are the AU and they approve the contract. So our option would be not to, and to do our own transportation.
Then why are they
to go do our own bid?
Then why, after the fact, are they telling us to hold them harmless?
That was
the problem. That's, I mean, it seems like this should have been made clear before they approved what they were going to do. This seems like an afterthought, where the rest of the boards are saying you either do it or you're not going to be able to be transported, and it might have been something simple to fix before they voted on their... Never have we had to do this with the county. Did they send something to us and say, you need to sign this for us to transport your kids. You hold us harmless. That just wasn't done. This is new to us. And I'm not sure why they have to do it if the county didn't have to do it, and that they should have known it beforehand.
And just as somebody who deals with contracts, there are certain things to make a legally binding contract, and usually the terms are sort of an important thing. So I'm a little confused how Covina Valley approved a contract when we don't know the terms, how much it's going to cost us. I mean, we have a fiduciary duty to the district and thereby SELPA to know what we're voting for. And this is the biggest problem I've had year after year after year with this SELPA moving from LACO, and everything that's happened is we always get these contracts and we have to vote now. I mean, if we were taking transportation back, why wasn't the bidding done far enough in advance that we could say, okay, we as the SELPA Superintendent Council got three bids. Two of the three bids were bad. Maybe this needs to go out to bid, or maybe we should actually know this company is reasonably priced. It's going to cost less than LACO, so it is worth changing. You're asking at this point, as the Superintendent's Council, as SELPA, as Covina Valley Unified, for us to approve an amendment that has a contract that we don't know the terms on, and if it's beneficial to our district, and we now don't have time to say, this doesn't work for our district. Let's see if we can find somebody else. And so I absolutely hate this, and
you have no choice.
I have no choice.
You have no choice.
And, you know, I'm tired of being put in this position by SELPA. Every time a contract comes up to us, an amendment, renewing something, moving something, we have these same issues.
Well, your choice is to remove from the SELPA and be our own SELPA. I mean, we're part of 14 districts right now.
Well, I guess my question is, what is the representation from West Covina Unified saying to the SELPA about our concerns that happen year after year after year?
I can only talk to this, and we've had a two-year process, and the transportation, the operations committee, the process that we put together as a SELPA was that there would be a committee, and there was an operations committee, and that was the committee that looked at everything and advised the superintendent's council in the direction to go. We took the recommendation from them. They were very invested in this and met many, many times, and we took their recommendation as this being the best transportation. We looked over the contract. There were some questions. They went back, and the attorney at that point said that Covina Valley is the one who has to, because they're the AU, they have to, that the contract has to go to them, not to the other districts, because they're representing us, and that they came back after to us, after it was, they had voted on it. Their attorney recommended that they get indemnified, and so I'm bringing that to you, and I'm bringing you the process in which we went through, and we need to transport our kids. So,
will we ever find out about what it's going to cost us? When will we get that information?
Rob, I need to turn to you for that.
Well, again, the operations committee, I mean, we're working on that, is how our students transferred, how's it going to be calculated? Is each student on the bus, so if they pick up a student on the bus, and is it from the time the student's on the bus and the miles that student travels, or is it because, you know, is it from point A to point B? They're working on that part of it. As far as, I don't have the exact amount, I don't have it here with me, the mileage. I'm sure that there's a mileage rate and a bus rate that is in that contract, and I don't have that right here. I don't think they're going to just, it's not open. They can't just charge us anything. What's more important is how is each individual district going to be charged with those students? Because, as I said, if I have a student on here and they just happen to be riding a lot of mileage because they're picking up other students from other districts, I shouldn't have to pay for that. And so we're working on, as we have done in the past, kind of a 80-20 model or the blended model of how to figure that out. That's going to be happening here in the next month with the SELPA.
The difference is, before, the county did our transportation, and we got a bill from the county, and we just had to pay the bill. We had no input in terms of that. Every year, at the end of the year, we'd get a bill, and we were responsible. One of the reasons that we're doing this as a SELPA, it's our SELPA administrators who are working out the formulas for cost so that it's fair to all districts. So it's not county saying, okay, SELPA, here's your bill, and you pay it. the whole purpose of doing this as a SELPA is it's our CBOs who are sitting with the bill figuring out the best way to divide it amongst the SELPA. So this is new to us. We haven't done this before, so we don't have the exact answers. But the goal is that it's going to be fair and equitable, and with the county, we never knew what other things were being added on to some of the bills that we got.
But we could question the bill.
We could question
and
the bill.
That we could, and you could because question they were the charging us for students that weren't on the bus, that had already dropped out of the school. And I know we challenged that, and we didn't pay it. There were
do the same thing now.
So, right, but they said what they're taking off is our recourse of suing them. They're saying we can't do that unless
suing Covina Valley. We're indemnifying them, not the right. student. We're all taking the responsibility as a SELPA.
But
we
can't go after first student without the SELPA letting us do that, where before nobody stopped us from going after the county.
No, we can still go after first student. It's just holding harmless Covina Valley.
But they said we couldn't do it. I thought I read something in here where we couldn't do it without it going to superintendent's council.
Where is that, Tammy?
You know what? I'm looking. It might be 5D. However, in no event shall any member district take any unilateral action against first student without consulting with the Covina Valley and obtaining Covina Valley's approval pursuant to this section. And it's D, 5DD.
What would you like us to do?
Well, I don't know if there's anything we can do at this point, but I do have a problem. Like you said, there have been many, many discussions with many, many groups, and that it was voted by, and it sounds like passed, Covina's board, and then as an afterthought, they put this in, but without more input. Like, shouldn't have this been something that was before Covina Valley voted on it, brought to the superintendent's council, saying, you know, we can't move forward with this contract without this language, and then having input on this language and what that meant to us as districts.
I'm probably going to agree with you on that, but I got it about a day before we were going to meet. This is the first meeting we have had since I got a copy of this. So yes, I hear your concern, and I certainly can bring it up to the meeting, but I can't change it for this purpose. This is how it came to me.
And what we can do and contact them tomorrow as far as from first student, they have a, you know, per route rate and a mileage rate, and we can get the board that information of what that is. As we said, as far as the how it's going to be billed to each individual by each student and district, that still is in the process.
For me, that's not the question. Okay. My question is, Covina Valley's contract with first student should say, we are going to charge per route, per student, mm-hmm. per whatever, that we should be able to see by now before they approved a contract. They're absolutely allowed to do it. Thankfully, it also says amendments to the contract we have to approve. And so my concern is not how the superintendents afterwards will determine how it should be split, because we do that with all of the services. My concern is, my question is, how much are they going to charge per route? We don't know. How much are they going to charge per student? We don't know. That's my concern, and you're asking me to vote for this amendment that holds Covina Valley harmless.
Yes, I just don't have that information here.
We do know what first students are.
And I can get that information.
That's
to
not
you.
Vague in the contract. Okay. You just don't have it in front of you.
Mm-hmm. So you have seen it in the contract. ever comfortable with it.
I know it's there, but I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the contract?
No, I haven't seen that amount.
Amount to us or amount?
The per route, and we can get that for you if you would like that.
You haven't seen it, or yes, you have seen it?
I haven't seen the amount that they're charging us per route.
I'm not asking us per route. I meant...
First student charging the SELPA.
Yes.
Yes. No, I have not.
You have not. And so therein lies the issue. Because we're being asked to indemnify them when they essentially only have one bid. We're being asked to indemnify them when our business services... and our superintendent has not seen the actual contract.
I've seen the contract. I don't remember what it said. I saw the contract at a meeting.
Okay.
I saw the contract.
Without the information given to us as to,
So the only other thing I can recommend is that you table it, and we have another meeting in a few days, because school starts on the 11th, and after you see it, I don't know what else you're asking us to do right now. More than happy to table it, but we need to have approval before school starts, or our kids are not going to be transported. That's the reality.
This is what I want from me. Against every part of my brain that says don't approve it, I'm going to approve it. And I will strongly say that if something like this happens with the SELPA again, I will vote against it, and the consequences are just going to have to be on the people who approved a contract, who tried to bind us to a contract without having the information the board needs to do their due diligence and to provide their fiduciary duty in knowing what they're agreeing to. I would also like it to go back to Covina Valley, that there be some sort of Second Amendment, some sort of addendum, something that specifies when they're saying we're not allowed to take unilateral action, how long it's going to take them to address our concerns, and how long we have to wait before we can do what we need to do against First Student if that should arise. Because this has no timeline. So they could, we have to give 90 days notice to say we're going to provide our own transportation services. We don't know how long it's going to take them when we consult with Covina Valley and obtain their approval to go against First Student. It doesn't even say anything that they cannot withhold approval for us to take action against First Student. There is no language here that protects West Covina, or even the SELPA in general. It wonderfully protects Covina Valley, but none of the other districts. So, our students need to get to school.
Is there a motion for this item, please?
I'll move it.
Is there a second? It's been moved by Eileen Miranda Jimenez and seconded by Mike Flowers to approve the amendment to the agreement between Covina Valley Unified School District and member districts comprising the East San Gabriel Valley Special Education Local Plan Area for the administration of special education transportation services for the 2014-15 school year. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye, grudgingly.
Opposed? I'll vote no. The motion passes 4-1. Item 11 is on consent. Item 12 is the information report regarding the Williams Valenzuela Casey lawsuit settlement for the fourth quarter of complaints and resolutions.
I'd like to report that there are no complaints filed for the fourth quarter with these resolutions or these settlements.
Very good. Thank you very much. Item number 16, Ms. Shoemaker.
I just pulled this off because gift to the district a lot, but I've never seen one where basically every single one is a vendor of the district, and so I just thought that was interesting, and thank you for all of the gifts of our own money back. So that was it.
Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second.
Then moved by Eileen Miranda Jimenez, seconded by Mike Flowers, to accept the gifts on behalf of the district as presented. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 5-0. With that, we're at the end of the business session. We're at the information session. Is there any other Board of Education discussion? Hearing none, dates to remember. August 7th is Welcome Back Breakfast. August 11th is first day of school. And our next board meeting is August 12th.
I want to say on August 7th, we have the entire district is going to have the welcome back at the Park Inn, and we have John Antonetti, who's going to do the presentation for the whole day on rigor and engagement, and the board is invited to stay for the whole day if you'd like to. He's tremendously gifted presenter and is really going to start the year off in a really positive way in terms of Common Core and the kinds of things, the rigor that we want to see in classrooms. So if you have the time and are free that day, we would like to invite you to stay the entire day with us, the entire school district with you.
Thank you. There being no further business, the meeting is adjourned at 8:22.
I think I can bring my kids.